Tiddlick, The Little Green Frog That Grew, by James Wilson Miller. Throughout this story, I will be using English and also Wanneroo language. It was a beautiful morning. A big, bright yellow sun was rising, and as it rose, it lit up an azure blue sky with fluffy white clouds floating across from horizon to horizon. The Burrabri, Billabong, was crowded with all kinds of animals around its rim, having their first morning drink of Kukan water. Tiddlick was not long out of the tadpole stage when he made his way to the Burrabri's edge to have his first drink of the day. He tried to get between Wombine, the kangaroo, and Ukai, the dingo, but they pushed him aside. He then tried to creep between Kookaburra, the laughing jackass, and Berwyn, the bush turkey. They too pushed him away. He had a go at sliding around Bikan, the platypus, and Murrin, the emu, and was nearly flattened by Beacon's tail. Poor little Tiddlick. He couldn't get to the Kukan because his path was blocked all the time, so he hopped to a secluded spot along the Burrabri and began to take his first drink. He was very angry about how he was treated by the other animals, and as he drank, he began to grow larger with each drink that he drank. The larger he became, and soon he drank the Burrabri dry. By now he was 50 times larger than the biggest ever Wombine, and he wanted to drink all the Kukan in the land to get revenge because of the way he was treated at the Burrabri. He drank the Wallumbai Creek dry, and then all the Kukan out of the mighty Mayan, the Hunter River. By now, Tiddlick was as large as the mountains that surrounded his homelands. All around, the land began to dry up, and the trees and plants and grasses withered. All the animals became thirsty, and there was no Kukan to drink anywhere. Tiddlick was so huge, he now towered over the Burrabri, and seeing all the animals below him suffering from thirst, a big beguiling smile came across his face, and looking down very smug, knowing that he had all the Kukan in the land inside his huge belly. The animals all got together. "What are we going to do?" was the most asked question. "We gotta make Tiddlick open his mouth so all the Kukan will flow out and back onto the land," was also said. "How?" some animals called out in unison. "What about making Tiddlick laugh?" a voice came out and said, "and the Kukan will come out of his mouth and we can all drink again." Kookaburra stepped up and told the best joke he could ever think of, but Tiddlick rolled his eyes and, looking down, mumbled, "Hum." Wombine then jumped up, did a triple back somersault, landed on the tip of his tail, bounced along, flapping his ears and looking cross-eyed. But Tiddlick again mumbled, "Hum, hum," peeringly looking down, then he looked the other way. Murrin did something that Murrins never do. He walked backwards, bobbing his head up and down, flapping his kilkins, wings, around madly and reeling left and right. But Tiddlick remained tightly lipped and grinningly sounded, "Hum, hum, hum," looking slyly down on all the animals with that wicked look on his face. Tunny Bedong, the little brown snake, had had enough by now, and he slithered across the dry Burrabri bottom and was just about to reach the top when he slid over Gunan, the little green ant, who got put out and upset by this and bit Tony Badong on the tail. Then Tony Badong turned swiftly around to bite Gunan, but ended up biting his own tail and making a hoop out of himself. He began rolling round and around and around, hissing and spluttering like mad. Tiddalik's eyes opened wide, and his sly smirk turned into a little smile, which got bigger and bigger till his huge mouth opened up, laughing like crazy as all the kookong started flowing out of his huge belly and back onto the land, filling the Burrabri, Wallumbai Creek, and the mighty Mayan. All the animals started jumping for joy and hugging each other as the Kukon now flowed, bringing life to the land again. The all-father of Wanneroo creation, Goyn, told Tiddalik that he was too big to go back to the Burrabai and turned him into part of the Wadikin Ranges, where he can be seen to this day.